Word Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Ecclesiastes, and we're in chapter 7. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. I'm going to ask you to go to the book of Proverbs, and as you go there, maybe you could put your bulletin there and then go over to the book of Ecclesiastes in chapter 7. Because we're going to start with a little something out of that, and then we're going to come back to chapter 31 of the book of Proverbs. The Bible says in Proverbs that a child left to his self brings his mother to shame. And this is a day where children are being left to themselves. I was driving over here this morning, and this little girl came out. As I was driving along, she had a little puppy. She was probably no more than, I'd say, 4 or 5 years old. She was all alone out in the front yard. She was very poorly dressed, it seemed. I thought, man, that little girl's got to be cold. She had a little puppy in her hands, and she was like she was running out to the street to show me her puppy. I don't know the little girl. They're new neighbors. But it was just a picture in my mind of what we have in our day, is children are left to themselves. You guys may know about a man named Elon Musk. He is very wealthy. He's over Tesla's, filthy rich, as it were, in the sense that he's got ideas and devices about going to space and providing space trips and all these kind of things. Well, this past week, I guess, they had a baby. And his wife is seemingly, I don't know the ages, but she seemed much younger than him. And evidently, she is a singer. And they have decided that they are not going to call the gender of this child. They're not going to call the gender. This is a man who is very influential. This is a man who is at the top of the world, really, in all things considered. And his wife was the one who made all of the commentary on this. And she just said, we're going to wait till find out what they want to be, male or female. It was kind of telling, I think. In my mind's eye, I remembered that as I continued to read, I found out that Elon Musk actually texted out and said, it's a boy. So, this is a different world. Child left to himself, right? We have a generation that is left to itself. There are good women and there are not so good women, right? And I want to just thank God for the good women that are represented here today. For the good women who are taking seriously this task of being a mom and being a godly woman. And what I said a moment ago about This Is My Father's World as being a choice for our song today, one of our choices anyway, is that what strikes me is that what I have found is that women who really love the Lord, there's a world of difference in the way they see this task of being on earth. You may know this, but I'm going to reiterate it for all of us so that some of us who may not know it can know it. The book of Ecclesiastes is written to tell us about how to live. The book of Song of Solomon teaches us how to love. These books are books that are written at the hand of the wisest man who ever lived besides the Lord Jesus himself. Solomon is the author of both of these books. Now, interestingly enough, he starts out in Ecclesiastes talking about how to live, and he actually starts with his conclusion. It's like doing a dissertation. It's like he says, here's my abstract. This is, in a word, what I'm going to tell you. And then he begins to tell us his journey in finding out that these things were true. And his declaration at the outset is vanity of vanity, all is vanity. And what he's saying in that sense is it's not about vanity like we know it, like looking at somebody's reflection in the mirror and falling in love with ourselves. No, this word in the Hebrew and in the Greek means wasted or empty. He's saying it's emptiness down here. This is all waste because seemingly the world has lost its way. He looked into things like the brothel. He looked into things like the bar. He looked in places of righteousness and he looked in places of justice. That would be the religious world first, and then justice would be the places where we have our courts and our legal system. He said everywhere I looked, things were a mess. And when he comes to chapter 7, I want to drive your attention down to the end of the chapter a little bit. Verse 25 says, I applied mine heart to know and to search and to seek out wisdom. So he's reiterating what he did. He told us this in chapter 1.
And he says, and to seek out wisdom and the reason of things. Now, if you want to underline that, it's kind of an interesting thing because what he does next is very telling. But the title of the message today is The Reason of Things. The Reason of Things. You and I are in the parking lot today. We're in the parking lot. You say, well, are you saying that it was started by, you know, some people who wanted to kick us out of our doors? Well, I don't know that. Nobody really does. And I don't know that we'll ever know for sure. I think it's possible that we were put out here by virtue of somebody releasing a virus. I think that's a good possibility. But I don't know. But what I do know is that even if the person had a bad intent, God in heaven allows it. And we're out here because God allowed it. You want to know why God allowed it? Because our country is a mess. It is. We've done a lot of bad stuff. You know, the Bible says when they went into Canaan, he said the Canaanites are being kicked out because they've gotten involved in all kinds of nonsense. And he says if you do that nonsense, the land will vomit you also out of the land. I want you to know that when people are out there and they're talking about this from a Christian perspective and they're saying that this is not a judgment of God, I'm sorry, I disagree. I believe with all of my heart that there cannot be evil in a city except the Lord brings it. And the Lord brings it when people need to be woken up and when people need to be chastened. And so this morning, when we're getting into our study, I want you to ask, what is the reason for these things? And I think there's a reason that really goes right down to the very heart of what's on our calendars today. You see, God really does begin to step in, I believe, when the children are becoming more and more hopeless. I reference for you the entire world of Noah's day. His entire world was corrupted. And I reference for you the times of Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, there was not 10 righteous in that city. And in the end, only 3 came out. And that was Lot and his 2 daughters. His wife looked back and she was turned to a pillar of salt. And I want you to know that the sad thing is that even those 3, Lot was not a great guy. They're in the mountains and it's scary because they've just watched 2 cities be destroyed. And they run to the mountains and the daughters seduce the father. They get him drunk and they seduce him because they think they're the only ones left. The children had no choice. And that was a righteous man. He was not necessarily godly, but he was righteous, the Bible says. And how can he be righteous and not be godly, you say? Well, the reason is because God imputes to those who believe in him righteousness. Aren't you glad that's true? Give me an amen. Now, people mess up. We talked about the 10 virgins. 5 were foolish and 5 were wise. But we saw that their Lord tarried for a long time and all of them slept. And then eventually the sound came, the bridegroom cometh, and they all got up. And 5 had just enough oil they couldn't share. And I think there's a little bit of a reproof there for us. We need to be careful. We need to be mindful. And we need to be aware that this is a day where the Lord has allowed our hedge to be pierced. It happened in 9/11 and it's happening today. And I believe that our hedge has been pierced very deliberately. I believe it's been something that is going to have repercussions for a very long time. I think the economy, once we see people get off of their vacation mode in their minds, they're going to say, I don't have a job. They're going to say, I don't have any money. They're going to say the steak costs $20 a pound, not 10. They're going to see this. This is where we're going. If all things are as they typically would be in this kind of an economy. So I say to you that when we're looking at what are the reason for these things, this passage, the Bible says, I applied mine heart, if you will, to know the reason of things. And then he says, I find more bitter than death the woman whose heart is snares and nets. That's the evil woman. Now, we've gotten into a day where we've come along and there's been feminism, there's been the Equal Rights Amendment, and there's been all kinds of things that most women didn't even believe in. There was just a few of them that believed in it. And then in about a year ago, they had this big women's march over in Washington, D.C., and the women were wearing unspeakable things on their heads, and they were acting in behavior that was not becoming of women. And what ended up happening is that they were actually so riled up in their core by virtue of the spirit of the age that we're in, that they were saying things like, I've considered bombing this White House. I mean, this is the world we're living in. And for some of you ladies, I'm really sorry, especially for the little ones coming along, because they're looking at life and they're having a hard time figuring out what's really going on. I remember when we were coming up that I used to think it would be really hard for a woman to think, am I going to be a mom or am I going to be a worker? Am I going to be a mom who works? Am I going to, you know? And then I saw women who made a choice perhaps to stay home, and they were kind of made to feel embarrassed and ashamed about that. Everything in the narrative of the age we lived in said, go to work, go out of the house, you know, and all the things that were there. And yet some of the most powerful indicators of how strong a society is has to do with how the home really fares in all weather. Now understand this. The Bible says that women are to be keepers at home. And you say, well, if you're talking about something that's a little uncomfortable for me, I'm not trying to. I'm trying to help all of us understand something. The word for keepers at home doesn't mean go home and, you know, vacuum the floor. It literally means to be guardians of the home. It has the idea of guard the home. See, men can go out and, you know, busy themselves, come home, and, you know, they can leave the bed unmade and the dishes undone and maybe keep out three dishes and live on those. I mean, I got a fork, a spoon, and I got a plate. I'm good, you know. That's all I need. I just rinse that one off over and over again. Women beautify the world. They beautify everything. They're beautiful, and they beautify everything. You say, well, I'm not beautiful. I'm plain. No, get out of here, man. I want you to know, even a plain woman who loves Jesus has a sparkle and a glow and an intoxicating kind of an effect when she walks into the room, if she is lit up for God. Now, some women are beautiful outwardly in a sense, and they can take aback the environment they're in. But all women who love Jesus blow everybody away. You say, well, you're just saying that. No, no, no. Listen to me. Follow me. You guys perhaps know about Johnny Erickson Tata. She was 19 years old when she dove into the water, broke her neck, right? Do you know a man asked her to marry him? She was a paraplegic, and this man was so enthralled by this woman's glow, this woman's love for Jesus, that he wanted to have her be a part of his life. And she became his wife. Just do not let us ever drink the Kool-Aid of our world. We are living in a day where we have to bring up our young people to know what's going on. The Bible says that he found more bitter than death the woman whose heart was snares and nets. So the woman who tried to go the wrong way became a real problem. And he's talking about the reason of things. And the first thing he mentions is when the woman went off of the rails. Now, the first woman who went off the rails, of course, was Eve. I got to address this because there are people who will tell you that Adam was standing right by Eve. If you keep reading the book of Genesis chapter 3, where the temptation happened, the Bible says God was turning to Adam and he didn't say, it's because you were standing there and you didn't step in that I am going to make you work by the sweat of your brow. No, he says it's because you hearkened to the voice of your wife. He wasn't there. He and she were the only two people on earth. And so I want you to know that when you hear people trying to, I would say, pander to the ladies to the point where they're not telling them the truth, they try to lay it all on Adam. The Bible says the woman was deceived and not the man. And it doesn't say he was negligent. It said that he listened to his wife. Now, just keep that in mind, because where I'm going with this, the Bible says down in verse 29, it says, lo, this I have found, God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. That's very important to our thought here today, because when I talk to you about Elon Musk just having a new baby, I want you to know that baby is in harm's way with a mother that says we're not going to tell him whether he's a boy or a girl. If you've got a mother who can't tell this kid that he's a boy, you've got a problem. And that is what we would call abuse, especially when it gets to the point where there comes chemical castrations as well as surgical castrations in the future. Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.